The next person, next speaker and report is from the new local station board chair, Bob Young. Thank you, Bob. Welcome.
Summer and all the members of the members of the board. You know, I'm glad to be here today. Sorry, I missed the reception on Friday night, but I don't have much to say in that I'm pretty much new to the station. I'm not new to the movement. I'm not new to the politics. For me, it's been a quick jump from the clashes on Occupy Wall Street to finding myself as the chair of WBAI. But I bring with myself, and that's primarily due to a long-standing relationship that I have with Mitch Cohen. I know Mitch Cohen since I was 17 years old, so don't disrespect him in front of me, please. The reason why I'm here was he had asked me to get involved. I have pretty much a full plate in the organizing I do on Long Island, and I felt that I could be of assistance to WBAI. I realize what the problems are. I realize what our financial situation is, and I think that my unique skill set put me in a position where I could hopefully try to lead the station in a positive direction. Some of the things that I felt was important, some of the things that apparently are important listening to these conversations, is the financial situation at WBAI. And, you know, it's one... And the statement I'm going to make now is probably because I have, like, I guess almost like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type existence. On one hand, I consider myself a progressive, and I have strong leadership abilities, and I am involved in a lot of left-leaning causes on Long Island. Excuse me.
I'm so sorry. Someone came over to ask me something. I apologize, Bob.
It's okay. I can wait.
Sorry. Thank you. Sorry. I let someone else handle it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. And the other skill I have is probably 35 years in the business community. I was a sales manager of a company. After being with it for 20 years, I had it shot out from underneath me. I know what is important. I know how to make things work financially. I also know how to maybe integrate those financial realities with the progressive message that we're trying to export here. And I think that that's what really is going on. You can't have one way or the other. WBAI is not going to survive alone on a theoretical mission. You know, the money's not going to come out of the sky. And we all know that. It's also, we can't be hardcore capitalists because that's not really why we're here. Okay, we're here because there's a progressive message, and I always felt WBAI was the carrier of that message to the community. I'm going to embellish on that a little bit more when I move further on in the conversation, but that's what I always knew WBAI to be. When I was an anti-war activist in the 70s, there was always somebody from WBAI with a radio backpack or something going on in the tape recorder, and that person was always at every demonstration, no matter what, or whether it was something going on down at Rockefeller Center, an anti-capitalist rally, whatever. All that stuff, that's the history of what I knew WBAI to be. And the people that I know on Long Island, I am from Long Island, I'm not a city resident. Those people that are leftist, that's the memories that they still keep with them. So the special skill set that I bring here, the things that I look to do for WBAI is, number one, addressing fundraising. There are a lot of different avenues in which I hear people talking about how we're going to raise money, and some of those are good. There are also some avenues that I think we ventured on, or they don't work, or whatever, that are good, but we're not doing it because we don't have the right people doing those things. For example, a large fundraiser, a large $200 a plate fundraiser at the end of August, where we have high, you know, this is not like we're asking people to spend $20,000 to get a plate, but, you know, maybe something, I don't know where it's going to be. We Berthold and some other people were talking about this the other night. I am successfully done fundraisers myself. In fact, I just came for my own personal fundraiser. My goal was to raise $2,000 for an office I maintain in Valley Stream. I raised the $2,000. Somebody wrote me a check for $5,000 on top of it. So that people have money. There is a way to get that money because the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So we're going to sit around and wait for Susan Sarandon or this or you know, whoever is going to write us a check. It doesn't work that way. You have to have a concrete plan. You have to have a business plan. You have to have a business model for your fundraiser and say, it's going to work. You know, don't spend money on things that you can't afford to spend money. Don't have a fundraiser where it looks like, well, if I don't get 600 people to this fundraiser, I'm going to lose $20,000. No, you build your fundraisers based upon establishing costs, trying to get vendors in possibly, maybe people involved in renewable energy and stuff to defray some of the costs of what you're doing. Progressive businesses to help take away from your bottom line, to help build up your profits. And that's the type of thing I look to bring, to BAI. I also believe, just give me a second here, that I can unify the WBAI organization a little bit more. There are things that are going on. For example, I'm going to speak about one specifically now. In the listener area of BAI, I live in Nassau County. Well, right now, you can call this like the number one civil rights struggle that's going on in the area where Republican majority is looking to chop up and gerrymander all of the majority-minority districts in Nassau County so that they can hold on to power for another 10 years. Well, every other state, but I'm only concerned about what's going on here. And there's a group of people in Nassau County that are fighting this, okay, and it's going to end up in federal court, and it's a whole big to-do, but we don't see it put on the news. It's a one-liner. There's a half an hour of some nonsense on some show where they interview a couple of politicians trying to promote themselves. But the issue is that people in Nassau County are trying to push race relations back to 1964, and nobody's listening. So guess what? We're going to do something about that. We are going to relate to those people. We're going to carry that information. And the people in Nassau County are going to hear WBAI carrying that information so that they now are going to say, well, maybe I'm going to listen to that station. And then they're going to pick up on something else that we're going to do. And we have a whole outreach plan to try to bring people from Long Island in. I suggest to you that's why we need to have the Empire State Building, so that that signal that goes out as far as almost Stony Brook on Long Island, which is the whole width of Nassau County twice, and draw a whole circle around the middle in Manhattan here from where we are based. There is a lot going out there. We're not reaching out to those struggles. We're not reaching out to those people. And I think that's where you have the financial and where you have the community coming together. And I think in addressing progressive values, in applying the proper business models, that I think that we can succeed. But I think if we close our eyes and close our ears and put our hands over our mouth and all we do is infight and this one attacks that one, this one, that, and all that, because that's all I've been hearing since I got here, okay? I'm not like that. I want to unify with people. New York is a great place. I also want to mention, I heard some comments here. You all have to remember that this Sandy took a big chunk out of what happened down here. I had the flood stop 500 feet from my front house. I know people that have their homes and their whole livelihoods destroyed. Okay, and you go down to Wall Street over here, and there's marks on the building. Shows you exactly where the water came up. That's up to here. So every street is shut down. Every business is destroyed. Nobody's walking around down there. Nothing's going on. But New York is resilient. Okay, they talk about the Empire State Building. At one time, people used to broadcast in the World Trade Center before somebody bombed it. Okay, I mean, there is options. There are options, but there are limited options. So I hope that everything works out for WBAI. I'm optimistic. I'm going to give the station 100% of the time I have available to make this happen. I'm going to try to put together a couple of loose ends, maybe keep us floating, maybe make us a couple of bucks, and certainly help out some of the struggles that are going on in the outer districts. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bob. Before you leave, did anyone have questions? Don't step away from the mic. Just I want to do what we did before and just take the questions and then let him answer them at one time because that was more efficient. Lydia?
Yes, I wanted to ask, since you have some like event ideas type of thing, is there anything that without having the station that's already obviously overwhelmed with the move and their temporary situation, that where the LSB is holding a fundraiser, we're going to attempt to go back to that model at KPFK next month with an LSB where it's the board that does it, so... anything like that in
well,
the works?
My goal is not to overburden people that already have specific tasks at WBAI. As you can see, that we're shorthanded as it is, or maybe some people need to ante up and put in a little bit more based upon their relationship to the station. But I personally will take a hand in trying to raise some money to establish a model like that in conjunction with my board. It's not like a one-person operation, and what we need to have is we need to have unity on our LSB and understand that what we have to do is, you know, pitch in here, because guess what? There'll be no WBAI, and I tell you what, I'll be pissed off, but I'll do everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen.
Thank you. I've got Benito and then Nancy. Microphone, Benito, please. And for those who are asking, it's Bob Young. Thank you.
Marcus Wolf. So the role of the LSB, in my view at least, is to represent the listeners and listener members and programmers and paid staff that elected it. I have heard here since yesterday a whole slew of concerns raised by the community, the programmers, I don't know about paid staff. And 99%, if not 100, of those concerns are exactly the same as those concerns raised by the listeners, programmers, and paid staff at PFW. And so I would like to know what do you think of those concerns, and number two, what efforts has the LSB made and is making to represent those concerns and work them through the Pacifica system?
Yes, please do, Bob. Go ahead.
Just so you know, in case you missed the beginning part of what I have to say, my tenure here is new. Okay, like I'm brand new. I'm not poisoned with some of the things that keep people from working with each other. I come here optimistic. I come here with an open heart. I will do what I can, even if it's against people that I consider my friends, to try to make this station work. I have a lot to do with my personal time. And, in fact, I just turned down people asked me to run for the president of my union, and I decided I couldn't do that because between what I'm doing now and what I'm doing with WBAI, I can't do it effectively. So I bring a specific skill set with me, and I'm going to try to enact the things that I just spoke about. I can't tell you what happened in the past. I can't tell you who said this, who did that, whatever. And to tell you the truth, I don't care. I mean, all I care about is that we got a problem, and unless we resolve that problem, we're not going to be here. We have community that needs to be taken care of. We have finances that need to be taken care of. We got a radio station and apparently not everybody's so happy with. We got people that do things to each other that other people don't like. Well, all that's got to change, because unless that changes, we're gone. And you won't have Bob Young or anybody here from BAI talking to you about what we got in mind, because it's all just a bunch of talk. I'm about action. Okay, that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Bob. One more question. Don't leave us yet. Nancy,
Bob, can you hear me?